Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to Numbers chapter 13. And those who are in our Sunday school class, you'll be familiar with this. But I'm only going to read a couple verses so you can take your seats. We're going to start in verse 27. And they told them him and said, "We came into the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of the Ammonites there." Let's stop there. And no, let's go to verse 30. Verse 30. "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and says, 'Let's go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for your love and for your goodness, for the joy of knowing that you're a God that loves us in spite of us. As we look at the children of Israel this morning, Father, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts. We'll read your word. We'll understand it better by and by. For we know you're a real and true and living God. So, Father, as you spoke to the children of Israel, we pray this morning that you'll speak to us, that we'll see your hand of mercy. We're thankful for what you've done in our lives and for what you're going to do. For as in Christ's name we saw with thanks, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was laughing because I seen that word saw. And I was going to call my English teacher and say, "Is it seen or saw?" But the Bible says they saw, right? Okay, so I'm good there. I didn't have to call you, Miss English teacher. I'm so thankful for they showed me this morning. Amen. But what I wanted to bring to you this morning, you know, the three words that I've been harping on for the last three times I spoke, and that's one is no. I want you to know the truth. For we know once we know the truth will set you free. But I want you to be able to trust the truth. Knowing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. David, I owe you an apology, man. I forgot all about, I tried to get in touch. I asked Miss McNeil, but I owe you an apology. And I wanted to apologize publicly to you. I'm sorry. I got to make another date with you. My wife said that, "Hey, you've got to make a date. He ain't gonna make a date with you." So I'm thankful for that. Thank you, Mr. David. I am sorry. I missed it. I missed the opportunity there. But if we, this week, I was reading a statement, and it spoke to my heart, and it goes like this. That's why living a Christ-centered life, means making a choice to place our trust in God and not in our circumstances. Is that a true statement? Then I turned and I was reading my Sunday school lesson and I thought, man, this is good. I was reeling into it. Then I received a phone call and the pastor was going, I said, "This is a good message then." So those who are coming to Sunday school, we'll meet over here and we'll discuss this lesson again. So you'll get a double bang of this. But if I wanted you to see that the children of Israel, God has sent them 40 days and to spy out this land. They came back with the report. Let's look at it. Verse 20, 6 says, and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel. All of the children of Israel heard this report. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it flows with milk and honey. They knew for a fact that this land that they had just come from flowed with milk and honey. No question about it. They knew, they seen it for themselves. They even traveled. If you look at where they traveled from and where they went to and where they came back and all the lands that they had traveled through, there was a lot of folks there. And they seen some things that only we can say they seen. Amen? But one thing, the truth came back and says, this land is flowing. There's no question in our minds. We know that this land flows with milk and honey. Amen? But nevertheless, it says in 28, the people be strong. There's some strong folks there. They're very powerful. And there's a lot of folks there. Excuses people make. Excuses people make. Why we can't do what God tells us to do. What's the excuse you have? We always have excuses, don't we? Well, I'm working. I can't because my time. Only thing he's looking for is a few servants to be willing to serve him. That's all. Are you willing? Why are we making excuses? He says, but the people are strong. They're very large. There's a lot of folks. But I like what 30 says. What does 30 say? And Caleb stilled the people. Now, for all of us who read our Bibles and know the story of the children of Israel, you know where they come from. You know that they walked through the Red Sea. You know that God fed them manna and they fed them quail and all the things God has done in their lives. We know about it, don't we? Those who read the Bible and understand, right? But some of us saying, I missed that part of the Bible. Well, you start at 13 or Numbers and you'll see. But I wanted you to see that Caleb, right before the leaders of Israel, says, hey, be quiet. Look at this. Look what God is able to do. Verse 30 says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and says, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. If that's not a man who knows what God can do in the lives of his people, what are we missing? What are we missing here? What are we missing in our lives if folks tells us every day that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. That's the truth. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Why do we miss that? Why do we miss that? What I couldn't understand, the children of Israel seen it for themselves. Seen it for themselves and are still complaining. And we say something about the children of Israel. But what about here at Crossroads? What are you complaining about? What are you complaining about today? That we're not able. That we're not able to do what? Huh? Verse 31. But the men that went up with him, saying, "We be not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we are." And they brought up an evil. What's evil? Huh? An evil in the church, in the midst of the congregation. And you know what the sad part about it is? They believed it. They believed it. And you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to stone those men for telling them the truth. That's amazing. But what do we do at church meeting? That's why I don't go to church meetings. Amen? Folks be devouring and eating up folks. We'll table this. Well, what's the truth? What's the truth? What's the truth in the matter? Either you want it. Why do we argue over little things? Why? Herod, Caleb told them, "We are able. We know what God can do. We know." And then these men come back, "Man, well, these folks are strong. They bigger than us." Well, what type of God you serve? What type of God you serve that's not able, that he's not able to do it? Something wrong with that picture. But you know what? God gets their attention. And I like that in verse chapter 14. 30, did I? Yeah, I went to 30. Now let's go to 14, chapter 14. 14. And I have a question here. Did you hear what God said? In verse 30, did you hear what God said? Let's look at it. "Doubtless ye shall come into the land concerning which I swear to you to dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephthah and Joshua the son of Nun. But the little ones which he says should be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall" what? "Know the land which ye have despised." I should have started in 26, but I wanted you to see. See, you've got to read the Bible sometimes for yourself to get the whole thing. You see what it says in 26? 26 says, "And the Lord said, and the Lord spoke." Are you listening to what God is saying? Are you hearing what God is saying in your life? See, because I could tell you what God's saying. He says to know the truth, to trust the truth. What are you doing? What are you doing in your life to trust, to know the truth? Verse 7, I like, and it says in verse 14, "And they spake unto the company, to all the company of the children of Israel, and said, the land which we passed through to search it is an" what? Y'all see that? I mean, do you see? That's an adverb, right? Exceedingly is an adverb. Is it? Huh? Is it? I'm asking the question. Does it say, huh? Is it? It's describing what? Okay. See, what I want you to see is they told the folks that it's exceedingly good. What better word can we describe how good the Lord is? Huh? What better word is to say he's exceedingly good? He's above all. The land is worth going into. Even if we got to fight for it, it's worth going into. Why aren't we trusting God like that? Because some of us remind me of the children who brought back the evil report. And it says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. My friends, they just told the people the truth. They just told them the truth. Trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understandings. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I don't know what brought this about on the children, even their thinking. You know, I always say, how do we battle our stinking thinking? How do we win that victory over those stinking thinking that comes through? The battle's won through the word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Here they're telling the people, man, this is a land that we want to go in and conquer. We want this. We want this because God told us we can have it. Now, why can't we have this? Why aren't we growing here? Why aren't we doing? Why don't you want to be a servant for the God? Why don't you want to do what God says? What is it in our minds that is keeping us from being a servant? I don't know. Because each one of us is different. Each one of us is different. When the men saw that there was giants in the land, but they were able to bring back some of the fruit from the land and didn't trust God, God could have got them while they were in the strange land, couldn't he? All right. While they were strange. But they know that it was good land. It was exceedingly good. It's worth going. But this, folks, is big. Why are we fighting against one another instead of working together? I had a young nurse who asked me, why is Sunday morning so segregated? I said, I don't know. I don't know. Really, I don't. Why is our church split over little things? I don't know. Why don't we believe in God? I don't know. Why don't we trust God like... Why didn't the children of Israel trust God after they seen it all? They seen folks drowned in the Red Sea. They seen manna coming down from heaven. But they still didn't believe that God was able. What has God done in your life and showed you it was God, and you still don't believe? I can think of a family who came through a fog and could have been killed in the fog. You ever seen those mass destructions on highways when there's fog? Only the news showed, because I've never experienced it. Maybe going up towards Pittsburgh in the mountains and it's fog that you got to pull over, where it's real dangerous. But only God can bring us through certain things of that nature. Because it's not no power of our own. Only God can do that. Or we have an accident and come out with nothing wrong with us. Amen. Only God can do that. Only God, and when we trust in Him, can do those things. That's why Caleb said, know that this is able. He's able to do. Come on, let's go do it. Trust in God with all thine heart. I got a couple other things. Verse 10 says, but all the congregation bladed stones with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before what? See, y'all missed that one word. All. And what does all mean? And that's all it all means. You see what I'm saying? When you see the glory of God, when you see His hand of mercy upon your life, and still not want to serve Him, my God, what's going on? What report are you listening to? What are you struggling with in your life that you're not able to see the glory of God? The glory of God appeared to all. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be they believe me, ere they believe me? For all the signs which I showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them and make of thee a great nation, mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou hast brought up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that the Lord art among His people, and that the Lord art seen face to face, and that they cloud stands over them, and thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nation will have heard the fame of thee, and will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring His people unto the land which He sware unto them, therefore He has slain them in the wilderness. You see how Moses is pleading our case? Pleading the case. Lord, don't do this. Folks are going to talk about it. They're going to go tell. What story are you telling? Are you telling a good report? Are you telling an evil report? Because only you can tell the story. See, when the men came back, Caleb and Joshua came back, they told what they seen. Amen? Or saw? Seen? Saw? Thank you. They saw. That's where I was getting confused. See, that's why you have good English teachers around you. What do you see in your life today that God is doing that you want to tell? Because that's what He wants. He wants folks to go tell the story of how great God is. But one thing for sure, you need to know. You need to know that God is real, that God is working in your life, and that you have trusted in him. Because the truth be told, it's no one but God who's able to do it. That's the bottom line. So as you read 13, 14, and 15, get the whole story of what God is doing in the children so he can work in your life. Because if not, why not? What are you afraid of? The people aren't that big. Although they might be bigger than us, they might be have more than us. But we have the same God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we actually think. Are you willing? Are you willing to trust the truth in your life? Because that's what it's all about. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Boy, if I was a singer, if I had a voice of 1,000 angels, there's no better song to say. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to call upon his name. What's the other words? I don't know. That's because I'm not a singer. But do you know him? Do you know Jesus in your own personal, in your life? Have you trusted him? Do you know the truth? Do you know the truth that you can trust to tell others? May we all stand. We're going to give you an opportunity to come and to trust Christ. I don't know what your life is all about. Maybe you've fallen away. Maybe you're saying, man, I believe that evil report. I've seen some church folks do. But I want to trust Christ now in a new and vibrant way. Would you come? Would you come and just let God know that you're willing to trust him? You're not going to believe the evil report, but you're going to trust him. Is there one today? It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to call upon his name. Is there one today? We're going to have the deacons and the trustees come for our offering. We're so glad that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly.